And so you might wonder where this band Portugal the Man will be in 20 years. Still putting out CDs, assuming CDs still actually exist, will people remember them? Regardless of what happens to the band, there's a good chance their recordings will wind up in an archive, like the Archive of Contemporary Music in New York City. Bob George is the director there. The archive began decades ago as his personal collection. Today, it's believed to be the biggest in the world, close to 2 million records. Obscure punk bands, early hip-hop, old Robert Johnson 78s, blues, Brazilian, African, you name it, it's there. We stopped by his musty, warehouse-like space in New York's Tribeca neighborhood, and we asked Bob George to select some of his more obscure musical gems. He led us through this maze of gigantic shelves stacked with records over to a turntable.
You have to play something loud and stupid, right? The American and Me, and it's again LA band. Penelope Houston is the singer. It's, you know, it's everything. It's conspiracy theories, it's LA, it's about being, you know, completely uninterested in being a part of that Hollywood, being that part of that scene. It doesn't mean that this is an important piece of music or that this era is the greatest thing ever, but it does characterize a place and an era. And that's interesting to us.
All right, what else do we have?
We're going to play something really nice by the Twilight Zoners. They did 100 different covers.
The Twilight Zoners?
Yeah.
Should I be embarrassed to not know them?
No, they're completely unimportant.
High light, low light, strobe light, slow right down. Attack, attack, and you stood there on every side. Dizzily don't care, out on blues, taking me home, taking me nowhere. Letters lie, fade in neon, letters die at the light.
Emphasis on the bass, just like with the... There's just this revival of Liquid. This is 1979. It just says, yeah. So you have all those things in England happening, and the world's completely bankrupt, right? 77, 78, 79. Basically, these were all what they call DIY projects, where people made it themselves. We're not looking for meaning here. We just save it. That's all I'm going to say.
You see the importance of sort of keeping something that represents the times, but you don't look for... Why or what?
I go after things I like to hear. A very visceral reason for why I have 30 different versions of this song with 30 different covers.
Morning.
So now you're going to hear something that is so great and so rare, we shouldn't even give the title. Because other people will want it.
They'll break down the doors.
Because what it does is something that, no, as far as I've been able to find, this record is a juju record that all of a sudden they take acid. They decide that they're going to shift into Afro and then layer these psychedelic guitars over the whole thing. This is the party record of all time. This is, you should take drugs, you should put on some silly clothes, and you should dance. This is like one of the most amazing things that happens on a record. So that explains, that's what I'm interested in. And as an adult, I shouldn't. Admiral Deli Abbey Odin and his Top Hitters band.
Playing for us today all come from within 6 months?
Within 6 months of each other. That's why I wanted to do it. To give you a sense of, there's this incredible amount of stuff that has these incredible amount of influences from all over, and everybody's producing great music all the time.
Bob, thanks for doing this.
You're welcome.
You heard it here. That's Bob George. He's director of the Archive of Contemporary Music here in New York. This is NPR's Weekend Edition, and here's the great team making this show happen. We are directed by our all-star director, Lane Heinzman. Show's produced this week by Ned Wharton, with help from Charla Bear, Kimberly Adams, Thomas Pierce, Gemma Waters, Veronica Miller, David Nagaris, Brian Reed, Brent Bachman, and Patrick Jalavera. I'm fist-pumping through a glass window to our great technical director, Burke Kun. He's assisted by Neil Ellis. Key Molesky, Mary Glenn Denning, and Steve Mitchell are our reference librarians. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our senior editor is Tony Marcano. And the senior producer of Weekend Edition is Devar Iran Ardalan. I'm David Green. Leanne Hansen will be back here in the studio next week.